Good morning. Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. We're here each Sunday at 11 a.m. on 850 WFTL in South Florida. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs, PA. Eric is board certified by the Florida Bar in Condominium and Plan Development Law. His firm has attorneys in Fort Lauderdale and Orlando. And we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. You've got some family in Tampa being fined $1,000 a day because they put their Christmas lights up too early in their HOA.
And a nice feel-good story for the holiday.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. Well, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions, no matter where you are in the state, the country, the world. We get a lot of international calls. So give us a call right here in the studio, toll-free from wherever you are, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, like Dave did, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com. It's all one, no dots or anything, condo or dashes, condocrazeandhoas.com, and click on the Contact Us tab.
All right, good morning, everybody. If you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and newsletters, just make sure to go to our website, condocrazeandhoas.com. Join our email list. By joining each week, you can get announcements about the show, our blog, our free seminars, our newsletters, updates on the law, and a whole lot more, just to let you know our mandatory education bill. So far, so good. Moving along.
Wonderful. And, both the Senate
and the House. And the House. Yeah, absolutely. Spoke to Representative Barrero the other day, cleared up a few questions, and we are moving forward. Things look good.
It's like, well, it's not like Biden's human infrastructure bill that passed the House, and it might not pass the Senate. It's going to pass both.
It won't pass the Senate. No, it won't. No chance. But, you know, we do a blog, of course, every single Monday morning at hoa-condoblog.com. Again, hoa-condoblog.com. Tomorrow's topic is Thanksgiving is becoming a tough holiday and may get tougher, and we're going to talk about that a little bit this morning.
Huh, that's good. And, hey, wow, speaking of tough, this week was a big week, as the law goes, in our country. And, of course, you know what I'm talking about, the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. What are your thoughts
Way, yeah, by the way, Karen, it was a big week in our firm at Glazer & Sachs. We won two big cases this week.
Ooh.
And we're going to talk about them next week. One is absolutely devastating for developers. And if you live in a building that's like developer controlled, you definitely want to tune in next week.
And I want to just put out there that we may be on your YouTube channel as well next week.
That's right.
So
we're trying to get us live, right? You're going to try to see our ugly mugs on the computer, right? And actually the whole country will be able to tune in and actually do it. So we're trying to get that
After 12 years, we're finally going really high-tech.
Exactly. And hopefully in the next 2 weeks, that's going to be done, and you'll be able to watch us do the show on YouTube. And the other case we won, by the way, is a clear victory for associations that want entry into units. Bottom line, if your association wants entry into your unit, there's basically no excuse you can come up with now that says, I'm not letting them in.
But there is a new law as well that might pass Mia's law.
Don't know it.
It has to do with a girl that was killed in her apartment complex by someone who worked in the apartment complex and had access to the keys to the doors.
Really?
And so now they have to do background checks on all the people who have access to the keys, and they need to give 48-hour notice of them entering your building.
Wow,
your
I got to see that. Thanks for
Mia's
educating
law.
Me on that.
Yeah.
I'm going to look that up.
Yeah.
But, you know, you started off talking about the Rittenhouse verdict, big week for law in this country. And no question, without a doubt, the right decision was made in that case. It was clearly a case that never should have even been brought, Karen. It shouldn't have been brought.
Yeah.
It was always an open and shut case of self-defense.
Well, when they dropped the gun charge, the whole thing fell apart.
Fell apart, right. And what makes it worse is that the press somehow made this case about race like they do about everything, when Kyle Rittenhouse actually killed two white people. Do you know you had people thinking up until the very last minute that he shot black people?
They did.
It's not a case where it's white versus black. This is a white guy that shot and killed two white people.
Actually, it was so incorrectly reported that
all over the place.
The Daily Mail, outlets and journalism writers around the world
yep.
wrote that he killed two black people
yes.
because it was made to seem that way.
Of course.
But that wasn't the case. And then you have MSNBC. Instead of following the facts, they're following the jury.
They're following the jury in the bus.
And then you've got Tucker Carlson, who had an embed with Kyle Rittenhouse.
Yeah.
After the verdict, and he's going to have him live on Monday night.
Oh, fantastic.
On his show.
I'm looking forward to that.
So you had the protesters burning down parts of Kenosha was what was going on.
Yeah.
So they had 500 National Guard waiting to go in when the verdict was read.
Right.
Where
right.
were they when they were burning the city down?
Of course.
And businesses.
Exactly.
They were protesting because, and then they got the story about Jacob Blake wrong. He admitted that he reached for a knife. The reason the police were there was that he had assaulted a woman and he was
trying to
take their child. He's not dead. They're saying that he's dead.
Right. They reported him being dead.
No,
that the
he's
police
not
killed
dead.
Him. He's not dead. The reporting on this was an actual joke.
And Kyle
all
Rittenhouse
over the place.
Didn't cross the state lines
the state
with a
lines.
Gun. He had it there.
But by the way, it's a red herring.
And it was a legal gun.
Okay, so I'm a licensed concealed weapons holder. Okay?
Right.
I drove one time from Florida, think about this, through Nevada, all the way from here to Nevada, right, with a weapon.
Oh, I know, because your friend won't fly, right?
No, right. But every single step of the way, it's legal.
Uh-huh.
Why? Because all the states, and you don't think I checked it out
sure
before
you did.
I went, every single state between here and Nevada had reciprocity with the state of Florida.
You're so smart, so you zigged and zagged.
As long as you stay in states that have reciprocity, you're not breaking any laws at all.
And
zero.
He researched for his age what gun he could legally possess,
exactly.
and it was
right.
that gun.
Right.
You're like, oh, why
right.
didn't he have a handgun?
Look,
because it was illegal for a 17-year-old to possess.
To have a handgun, but a rifle wasn't, right.
Right.
But in this case, you have a white man charged, you know, with killing two other white men, and it's irrelevant what the color of the shooter was in this case. And it was equally irrelevant what the color of the men were that were killed. But the press, as low and as repugnant as they are, made this case somehow about race. But what the press was really saying was that if you weren't part of the crowd burning
right.
down the city,
yes.
that makes you a racist.
That's
you should have been there marching and burning things down.
Well, they crossed big, bright red lines that journalists
yep.
never should cross, and it's
misinformation. I can't imagine how you feel as a journalist at this point.
It's really difficult.
It's really got to be difficult to be a journalist at this point, because you're watching just things being reported based on an agenda, not on factual situations at all.
Yeah, now
facts
you're a racist if you report the facts.
Right, exactly.
You can't report the facts. You're a racist. I just
yep.
I can't. But this is a great example of how the jury system works, because it worked. Even
yep,
though they
sure
were
did.
Followed and hassled and intimidated.
Yes.
Sometimes
that?
It works very well. But, oh, no, Jerry Nadler with the Judicial Committee, the Judiciary Committee,
oh, now he
wants the DOJ to pick it up.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Federals, despite all the pressure from the press and for a conviction here on something, the press couldn't get to the jury, and the narrative of the press lost here. And,
yeah, no
but
question.
They won't let the bone go.
No, but it actually was a loss for the press. They couldn't get to this jury. And you know what sickened me the most? The comments of our president and vice president after the verdict. Biden said, while the verdict in Kenosha will leave many Americans feeling angry and concerned, myself included, we must acknowledge that the jury has spoken.
Well, first
why
he said something rational. He says something
right,
then
yeah,
got
to accept the jury verdict. And then they got to him and he said this. But why should the president of the United States feel angry
right.
that a jury ruled that Rittenhouse acted in self-defense if that's clearly what the evidence showed? Isn't that exactly what our system of justice is all about? Let the jury hear the facts and let them determine whether or not self-defense was a valid defense here, and that's exactly what happened. What should make him angry about that? I don't get it.
Well, they're saying, well, if this was a black man in the same situation, didn't they see the O.J. Simpson trial?
Right, exactly. Of course. Of course.
And I think what's worse is Kamala Harris. She said that Kyle Rittenhouse's acquittal is evidence that the criminal justice system needs to be reformed to be more equitable. She's the one that put thousands of black people
right.
behind bars when she was the AG. And what in the world, I mean, what does that mean?
Right, what does
equitable?
It mean that the system has to be equitable? Again, color had zero to do with this case, but the vice president of the United States says the decision wasn't equitable. And you wonder why her approval rating is like 28%.
Oh, shit, the worst ever for any vice president.
Right, and like you say, here's someone who's supposed to know about the law, being a career prosecutor, pathetic. And I'll tell you something, Karen, fate is sometimes amazing. So happy I named my son Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
You know, let's go.
How's he doing?
Brandon. He is doing great.
I'm so lucky that, you know, my name's Karen. He's lucky.
He's lucky, Brandon, right?
Because, I mean, I have the short end of the stick over here.
Right. It's funny how it came out, right? His name is now something good. Your name became, Karen is just like, forget it.
If you look Karen up, it means
white
I'm
privileged,
a racist, white
racist,
privileged,
white privileged
bitch.
Yep. Terrible.
Who wants to see the manager all the time.
Can you imagine? Terrible.
It's
terrible.
Awful. So, you know, at least we have Thanksgiving to look forward to.
Yeah, we do. You know,
I'm excited.
Me too. Yeah, the last 2 years have been tough, though. You know, Thanksgiving in 2020 kept almost all families apart because of COVID. And, you know, more families probably had Thanksgiving by Zoom than they did in person. And, you know, it was sad. Countless other families had an empty plate or two at the dinner table because of loved ones that they lost to the virus. It was a nightmare. And this year, you know, while COVID certainly seems to be far less of a factor, we can't help but think about the tragic loss of lives at Champlain Towers and Surfside. And unfortunately, those families, it's going to be a really tough Thanksgiving for them.
Yeah, it is. You know, my heart goes out to them.
Yeah.
I mean, but what will Thanksgiving be 2022 like in our condominium associations?
Well, let me tell you, a year from now, you know, it's probably a few weeks in a row I'm talking about this. I really don't want to be a downer on the holidays. But for many, this time next year, it's not going to go well.
Right.
You know, of course, we're still going to be happy. We're sitting with our families for another year. And we're going to be happy if we have good health. But I guarantee this. This time next year, many Florida condominium unit owners may not be able to afford to make a turkey dinner in their homes, believe it or not.
Or afford their homes, period.
Yeah, right,
I mean,
right.
You said last week on the show that it's a perfect storm. It's coming all together at once. What?
Hey, look, food prices and gasoline are soaring. The price of insurance in the condos and the cost of labor, soaring. Insurance in condominiums is tripling in price, resulting really in amazing increases in monthly assessments. And of course, by this time next year, rest assured, there's going to be laws in place that's going to make it impossible to waive your reserve funding, at least for your roof, your electrical, your structural components. In other words, you know, besides the cost of insurance, the fact that you're not going to be able to waive reserves, it's going to make your monthly assessments skyrocket even more. And I'm telling you, Karen, I hate to say it, but next Thanksgiving, there are going to be many people sitting at their Thanksgiving table wondering if this is the last Thanksgiving they're going to be spending in a condo that they may have been living in for decades.
But I have to say, 1,000 people a day or more are moving to Florida. So it's really a seller's market because there's not enough inventory. So maybe that's going to help.
It's going to be better to live in an HOA. I can tell you that. HOAs are not going to get hit as hard. And bottom line is for the people that are living in these condos all these years, they're simply getting outpriced. And a lot of them will not be able to afford it any longer.
Well, I know rent's going up because there's just nothing left.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the housing situation here is going to be a mess.
Very expensive, right?
The best market, I think, eventually will be single homes, because the price of condos are about to skyrocket. But, hey, let's find out what our listeners think. We can talk about the Rittenhouse verdict if you like, or we can talk about anything else in the condo or HOA world. Give us a call here in the studio, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? DMI Paving and Seal Coating can help. DMI Paving and Seal Coating is the largest seal coating company in the United States, an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let DMI Paving and Seal Coating pave the way and make your community look great. At DMI Paving and Seal Coating, they believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, condominium and hotel associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. DMI Paving and Seal Coating is a LEED accredited Green Advantage certified environmentally responsible full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. DMI Paving and Seal Coating serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call today for a free estimate, 800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. Or visit DMIPavingAndSealCoating.com.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to Conda Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer. He is board certified in community association law. So whether you live in a condo or an HOA, you're thinking about being on the board, you are on the board, or you're just a resident and you just don't know what's happening, give us a call, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Right, Eric? Half the state lives in a gated community or a community association. That's like 11 million people.
And that's why the people on the board certainly need to get educated. They're in charge of a lot of people. They're in charge of a lot of money. Lives are at stake, right? And guess what? We are doing an online board certification seminar. You can take it from the privacy of your own home.
Nice.
So many people keep asking me for this. And, of course, I love doing it in front of a crowd. I love doing it in front of everybody. But there's a lot of people that still want to be able to do it from home. So
you're talking about teaching, right?
From home. Yeah, they want to learn from the privacy of their own home. So you got it. So here we go. December 16th, 6 o'clock p.m., Thursday night again. Thursday, December 16th, 6 o'clock p.m. We're doing a board certification class for condo directors, HOA directors, and if you're a manager, it gives you your 2021 legal education credits.
Nice.
If you want to register, two ways to do it. You can go to our website, condocrazeandhoas.com, and register from there, or you can call Glazer and Sachs, 954-983-1112. I can tell you this, though. The amount of people that are signing up for this is like astronomical.
Oh, it does it sell out or you can have
help? Yeah, it sells out. Bottom line is I think the total amount of people that you can hold online is like 150.
Okay.
There's no question this is going to sell out.
Yeah, I have to ask you, so the mandatory, the bills in the House and Senate in the in Florida's legislature, so if they do pass, this could become law in January that you have to take a course?
It'll probably become a law next July 1st.
Next July 1st.
Okay. If it passes. The legislature goes into session, I believe, in January. And the bill has to go through a couple of committees in the House, a couple of committees in the Senate. I can't imagine anybody's taking a position against it.
Right.
I can't. Someone did tack on an amendment to our bill. You ready for this?
Did?
Yeah, you're gonna like it though. You ready?
Okay.
So you know the flag bill that you're allowed to fly the flag in front of your home and all that, and it allowed for if the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, Marines. Well, guess what? You're now allowed to fly the flag for, and this was attached to my bill. You ready? Space Force.
Yay!
Yay! Right. So.
That's fabulous.
I got a call, you know, saying, hey, what do you think about this? I'm like, fantastic. Yeah. I'm proud that the Space Force bill is attached to my bill.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Let's do it.
I thought you were going to say they put an amendment on there that you have to take your classes with you.
No. But now I'm proud that the Space Force bill is attached to mine. Let's go.
All right.
Fantastic. All right. Let's go to the first. You know what? Very strange, but we'll start with an email.
Okay.
How about that? That never happens. So David writes in, and David says, okay, our bylaws say at all meetings of the members, you can vote by person or proxy. The proxy shall be in writing and filed with the secretary. They're revocable. Does this mean that the secretary or the president holds the proxy when they're mailed in? The president changed the bylaws without authorization to read on the proxy that the president, not the secretary, is to receive the proxy and vote as he pleases if no alternate is selected by the proxy filer. Okay, so the bottom line, how does it generally work? So Dave is complaining that the proxies are to be received by the secretary, right? So if that was changed, then yeah, it's as if the bylaws was changed. But typically what happens with proxies is you send out the proxy and you leave it blank so the person can fill in anybody they want to be their proxy. And then there's a little asterisk at the bottom that says if you leave it blank, that will mean you gave authorization to, and you could put the president in there. You could put the secretary in there. So I don't have a problem if that's what the proxy actually says. And the fact that the president made it, that it must be delivered to the secretary, yeah, I think that's wrong. Do I think it would void the proxy? No, I don't. If the proxies come in, and as long as the proxies meet the statute, in other words, it's signed by the owner, it says that it's revocable, it's dated, it's limited in scope, all of that, that proxy is going to count, Dave, like it or not.
Okay.
Okay? All right, next, who do we got? We got Lenore in Royal Palm Beach.
I think that's Dave.
Oh, how are you? Dave's online, actually.
Yeah.
All right, what's up, Dave?
Very well. I appreciate that. It cleared that up for us.
Sure.
But I have one more question, and that is, if a person goes out in the community and campaigns for the board,
yes,
can they be restricted by the no solicitation clause?
No, absolutely not. You know, that is a question that we're often asked, by the way. You can campaign in a condo. You can, go and as long as it's not bothering your neighbors, knock on their doors and ask them to vote for amendments to the declaration. You can ask them to vote for people who are running for the board. If you're running for the board, you can campaign yourself. You know, as long as you don't become a nuisance in the community, you know, you're not knocking on doors at 3 o'clock in the morning, say, please vote for me. Basically all that, you know, if you're acting reasonable, it's allowed.
Okay. Well, I've got an appointment with you on Tuesday at 1:30.
Yes. Look forward to seeing you, Dave.
Yeah, my wife wants to say something. No. Okay. She's over here making noises.
She's over there making noises.
See you Tuesday.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment. Thanks, Dave. All right. How about we go to Lenore in
Power
Royal Palm
Radio.
Beach. Exactly. Lenore in Royal Palm.
Good morning, Eric. Thank you for taking
Hey, Lenore.
My call.
How are you?
And quite a discussion between you and Karen in your opening statement this morning.
Sure. How do you feel about the Rittenhouse case?
How do I feel about the what?
The Rittenhouse case. I thought that's what you're talking about.
Well, that was part of it. For the first time in a long time, the jury came back with a correct verdict.
A correct verdict. Sure, sure. Absolutely. So, what's on your mind?
Well, you may remember me from before, but
of course.
I live in a well over 55 low-income condo and yep. desperate need of help.
Yeah.
As you know, 2 years ago we had an illegal takeover of the board, and for the past 2 years
Whoa.
The board has changed board members numerous times. We now have an acting president without any experience or knowledge of condo business. Bills have not been paid. A large amount of money has been spent without any accountability or financial records, which we cannot get, and they're not available. We've had contractors without license and without insurance. Several owners have filed complaints with DBPR.
Yeah.
Their response was always case closed. I myself sent a certified complaint package to Spencer Hennings, the ombudsman.
Yeah.
His office did refer to DBPR, and recently three owners met with State Representative Matt Wilhite. Representative, she did listen to us, but no response, no help. We filed a complaint with PBSO Economic Unit for missing monies. Again, no response.
Mm-hmm.
A special assessment was implemented in August for $118,000. And they gave owners less than 30 days to pay in full.
Oh,
no financials as to what this mismanagement is running. It's running itself into bankruptcy, and we are all concerned.
Well,
we have run the gamut of contacting all the people that you've suggested on your radio show, and we need some help. And I don't know where to turn anymore.
Well, where do you think you have to turn, in all candor, when the agencies can't step up and help you or refuse to help you? Unfortunately, you got to go the attorney route, and the attorney has to look into it, and the attorney has to potentially file arbitration actions or lawsuits to prevent what's going on in your condo from continuing.
But that's going to cost the condo people.
That's going to cost the plaintiffs in the case money.
Yeah.
But if they win, you get it back. But listen, a lot of times, you know, you mentioned the Palm Beach Sheriff's Office, the investigating agencies, when it comes to allegations of stealing money, they will not get involved unless literally you can serve it up on a silver platter,
right, right,
where it becomes so evident, so easy. If not, they don't get involved, and it's a shame. And
I
can
that
tell you
now,
this.
And I have no records. I have no receipts. I have no concrete evidence. But there's a lot of money missing, and they are near bankruptcy at this point.
What is an illegal takeover of the board? I don't understand that.
A person did an illegal takeover without going through the right steps. And
like being elected?
At that time, and there was a future election, which was handed over to her.
So bottom line is, yes, oftentimes
years, she's went through a lot of money, and we have no records of it.
Well, that's the bottom line. The agencies won't get involved, and typically they know you have the option of A, going to arbitration, or B, going to court, and that's where they'd like you to go. Unfortunately, that's the route you're probably going to have to take, and that's why we tell union owners, when you're in a situation like that, try to gather the troops together and have everybody chip in to hire an attorney to go and help you out, because to do it on your own is impossible if you're a single unit owner, because the association has all the money they want to fight you. They're using your money to fight you back.
Yeah.
So you got to be able to chip in.
The sad part is they don't have any money left.
Right, right. I get you. Well, you know, Lenore, you know how I feel about you. Give us a call in the office if I can help you out in any way. 954-983-1112. Again, 954-983-1112. Let's do this. We got to take our bottom of the hour break. Keep the calls coming in, everybody. 877-850-8585. Back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities. All you need is Insurco. Get a free quote. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Call 954-846-1206. 954-846-1206. That's 954-846-1206.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTO. Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer. He is board certified in community association law. If you have a question about crazy stuff going on in your community, we were talking about the place in Tampa, the HOA, where this family put their Christmas lights up apparently early, and now they're like being fined $1,000 a day. Eric, it's just
insanity.
Insanity.
That's just the way things are. How about we go to John and Dania? How are you, John?
Yes, good morning, Eric. Two questions. First, the property manager at our, it's an HOA, the property manager runs the meetings, and she also takes the notes.
Yes.
Which is not a very, you know, she's trying to run the meeting, she's trying to take notes, and it just doesn't work. It's not practical. However, she announced at the last meeting, we have a public open session at the end, and
yes,
you get a whole 3 minutes to make your comments or ask your questions. And she has told us that she does not put into notes any of the public comments because she does not have to. Is that illegal or... What
you know,
I. Thought on that?
It's a great question, John. And you know the truth. There's absolutely nothing in the statute. There's nothing in the administrative code, of course, because HOAs are not regulated. And there's really no answer to this question. But I can tell you, you know, my personal opinion. Yes, I would want the minutes to reflect everything. Everybody's concerned. Suppose, you know, a unit owner made a comment that a certain portion of the common elements is in dangerous condition, right? Why shouldn't that be on the record, right? Shouldn't that something that certainly should be noted in the records of the association that they were put on notice of a defect or something? So, yes, I think the comments of the unit owners are sometimes equally as important as the comments of the board, members of the board of directors and the decisions they make. So, yes, I think there should be in the minutes of the meeting a notation about what the unit owners say. But that's one attorney's opinion.
Right, but, and I agree, you're preaching to the choir on that one, I agree, but there's no legality that would
Correct.
Force her to take.
You won't find
okay.
any, All right. right, you won't find any okay. anything either way.
Okay, the other question was, and we got into this a couple of weeks ago. I'm also in a condo, 25 units, 24 owned by an investment group, and I know you had some cases pending on that. Is that something you're going to get into next week?
Which that next week, yeah, big deal. Are they leasing those units in the ordinary course of business?
They own 23 of 25, and their businesses, they're running it like an apartment complex. They're taking profits out of it. The deferred maintenance in that place is ridiculous.
Depending upon when they bought these units and depending upon whether or not your condo has the as amended from time to time language, let's just say it's in there. See, that's the problem. If it wasn't in there, then the case that we won says, well, guess what, developers, you don't get to take advantage of the new bulk buyer statute. You're still a developer, and developers can't elect a majority of the board. So we had in a big building where a developer owns hundreds of units, we want a case that says even though the developer owns hundreds of units, he gets one out of three seats on the board instead of controlling the entire board. And it all has to do with whether or not the as amended from time to time language is in the governing documents. And we'll talk about it next week. But, John, thank you so much for the call, like always. How about we go to Jill in Fort Lauderdale?
Hi there.
Hey, Jill.
I was at your Fort Lauderdale seminar, and I appreciated it very much.
Thank you.
Question I have. I'm a board member. We are going to be facing the need to repave our parking lots.
Yes.
You talked in that seminar about handicap parking is for businesses.
Right.
The law that ABA law is for businesses, and it doesn't refer to condos. But yep. Our board will want some more substance to that information. So, is there anything you can lead me to that documents?
Well,
that?
Why don't you call? You can call what city are you in? You're in Fort Lauderdale, right?
Why don't you call
the city of Fort Lauderdale Building Department, right? Or city of Fort Lauderdale Code Enforcement. I'd start with the building department and say, hey, we're a condo. We're restriping our parking lot. Is a residential condo required to have any handicapped parking spaces at all? And my thinking is, no, you're not required to have handicapped parking spaces. Now, let me switch it up a little bit on you. Let's say that you're not required to have handicapped parking spaces, right? And you assign spaces to people, you know, indiscriminately. And one person who you gave a spot to pretty far away from the entrance suddenly comes forward with a doctor's note that says, I have an orthopedic condition, and as a result, I would request a reasonable accommodation for a spot closer to the entranceway. Now, even though you don't have handicap parking, and even though that person doesn't have a handicap sticker, your board would be required to provide that person a reasonable accommodation and get him or her a spot closer to that entrance. Okay?
We have done that. We do have that. Anybody who has had a disability and requests, we do accommodate that.
Good, good. So you can get in trouble for not doing that. Okay? But call your building department, see what they says. I'm pretty sure if it's just residential, then no handicap parking. If there's one, even one, commercial unit in the condo, then I believe you have to come forward and have handicap parking.
Is that the case? I didn't realize that.
Yeah. You know, a lot of condos actually do have commercial units on the ground floor. They're required to have handicap parking.
And we have a lawyer on our board, and he needs convincing that we're not going to be able to get the city of Fort Lauderdale to give us permits without accommodating all the ADAs.
Again, the ADA does not apply to residential housing. The ADA applies to businesses. So I'm going to disagree. Okay. But that's okay. People can disagree. That's why we have this show, right?
All
that's right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's do this.
Thank you.
How about we take a break for our final break of the hour? Keep the calls coming in. Please don't wait to the last minute.
Please.
I hate ending the show with calls online. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. Back after this.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204. Go to the website pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
This message is for anyone who has taken on the important responsibility of becoming an officer or director in a homeowner or condominium association. It is also for the management companies who work closely with these caring people to make sure things are done the right way. Hello, I'm Gil Pomar, South Florida Regional President for Center State Bank, now the second largest bank based in Florida. Our bank, Center State Bank, has an amazing team of professionals who are exclusively dedicated to the homeowner and condo association market. Your job is not easy. There are repairs and new projects that need financing. There are legal and social issues that need to be understood. There are also technology and servicing issues that your residents want to be improved. Why not choose a bank that knows this business backward and forward? Why not have a local banker who will meet with you face to face whenever it is convenient for you or your board? Center State Bank has over 2,000 associations as customers for a reason. Please give us a chance to earn your business. Call Terry Russo at 954-633-1666 to make it happen. Center State Bank is an equal housing lender and a member of the FDIC.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer and Sachs, of course, board certified in community association law. Lots of questions from people today about what's going on in their condos and HOAs and co-ops. Give us a call, 877-850-8585.
All right, let's do another email from Amy. Amy writes in, longtime Sunday listener, thanks for all the valuable information your program provides. Question, our board of directors is asking the association to vote at our annual election and budget meeting for installing security cameras in the building. They haven't disclosed anything about the cost for the project other than telling us that there's going to be a special assessment and budget increase. Is it appropriate for the board to ask the association to vote on the camera project if they haven't disclosed the details and the cost, right?
Right.
Okay, so is it appropriate? The bottom line is, under the law, the installation of the cameras in a condominium is what's known as a material alteration. Right, so since it's a material alteration, they have to get the vote out. They have to get approval, probably, of 75% of the community. Now,
so weird that cameras are a material alteration.
Yeah, material alteration. Yeah, and you know what? There's a case out there that says if you're worried about security, right, you can put a gate fence around the entire community.
Yeah.
Right. Think about that.
Yeah.
A fence around the entire community, not a material alteration.
Really.
Camera, material alteration, yeah.
Well, it is a material alteration if you put a different fence by your property, though.
No question about it.
Compared with the other fence they put up, if you don't like their fence, you can't change it.
You can't change it. No two ways about it. But in terms of Amy's question, Amy, is it appropriate? No, they probably should tell you how much it's going to cost, you know, before you vote on it. But they do need that vote that allows them to do the cameras, because if they don't get that 75% vote, probably they're not allowed to do the cameras. Maybe they're afraid that by telling you the cost, they're not going to get that 75% vote. That might but be what's in the board's head. I don't know. But, you know, they probably should tell you, and then you should vote on it. I agree with you. How about we go to John in Deerfield?
Hello, hello, John.
Hey, John. What's up?
Yes, thank you. Ben?
Sure.
Question, now that you're talking about cameras, I'm with an HOA association, and we have a swimming pool, and we have cameras around the pool.
Yes.
I don't know how long ago they were installed, and I'm on the board, and I wanted to upgrade them and wanted to know, is there any liabilities by having these cameras?
Well, when you say liabilities, they better be working. In other words, if you can have them, they should be inspected properly to make sure that they work, you know, because you don't want to have a situation where, God forbid, something happens and you go to the videotape and it's not there. So, yes, the association could face liability for that.
Really? So if you have a camera, it's not working, and someone asks for the footage and it's not there, you have liability?
Yeah, potentially. Yeah, potentially liability for that.
Because they think they're safe and they're not.
Right. Correct. Exactly. And they're not safe. It's a false sense of security. So I think that's important.
So my next question is, I wanted to upgrade the cameras that are there, make sure they're all working.
Right.
And I wanted to hook it up to where the board members can actually watch it from home through, you know,
and that's where the fights normally start, right? That's where the fights normally start, because especially women.
So I wanted to know who's legally, we have to have everybody every homeowner have access to be able to see what's going on at the pool?
Okay, so here's
it be just the board?
Right, hold on, John. So here's what typically happens. I'll get calls from women that say, you know what the board just did? They installed this system where they get to spy on me at the pool in my bikini, and it only goes to one or two directors' homes. I'm not comfortable. I think this is outrageous what the board is doing, that they can spy on me from their home while I'm sitting at the pool, and I don't like it. The reality is, when you're out at a public swimming pool, you have no expectation of privacy, right? You can't be sitting there thinking that no one can see you in the condition that you're in. You're at a public pool. So the fact that that there's a security system out there that goes to, you know, the home of some of the board members so that they can make sure nothing's going on at the pool, I think perfectly legal. Now, I know that makes a lot of women uncomfortable, but is it legal? Yes, I think it's legal to have that security system that the directors get to view the pool from their home, even though it might sound, quite frankly, a little creepy. There's nothing illegal about it. Why? Because you don't have an expectation of privacy while you're sitting at that pool.
Huh.
Okay? Thanks for the call, John. How about we go to Mark in Boynton?
I think it's Mary. He must have wrote
it down. I'm sorry. All right, Mary, how are you?
That's okay. How are you today?
Okay, what's going on?
Great. Okay, I have a few questions. Jill touched on one of them.
Yes.
ADA compliant in my 300-plus condo community. Our roadways are, failing. So right now they're doing the process of the pipelining.
Yeah.
But we also need some updates throughout the community. My question is, ADA compliant, do private properties and condos require sidewalks throughout the community?
No.
I think you mentioned something earlier. They do not, correct?
They do not. No, there's so many communities, so many HOA communities that are built without sidewalks. As a matter of fact, you know, that was one of the things when my wife and I were looking for our home.
You don't have sidewalks.
We do. Where I am, we do have sidewalks.
Okay, okay.
But there are many, many, many communities that don't have sidewalks. Now, has the law changed over the years, and maybe now some form of sidewalks are required? I don't know. You'd have to ask the building department. But I can tell you, thousands of HOAs throughout Florida do not have sidewalks. And for people that are in wheelchairs and stuff, that you have to, unfortunately, go in the street. You have to, you know, make sure that the only way you can do it by not going on the grass is by not going to a sidewalk, but by going in the street. And that's just the way it is.
A few years back.
Now I do know this, though. If you are building sidewalks, and I don't know if it's mandatory, you definitely 100% at the corners have to have slopes so that wheelchairs can go off the sidewalk and into the street easily. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You have to have little, the little wheelchair ramps at the end. That I do know. Yes. Every single community that has sidewalks is built with that. Okay?
Perfect. Okay.
Call your building department in Boynton, and they'll let you know.
I will do that. I will do that.
Okay. Thanks for tuning in here. Yeah, sure.
Oh, you're welcome.
Go ahead.
Yet another question? Go ahead.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Statute 718.
Yes.
75% of approval from the membership would apply to, let's say, we're going to renovate the clubhouse.
Well, it's a condo, if it's a condo and it's a material alteration.
This is a condo, correct.
Right.
But earlier I also said that the pipes that we're doing, the relining of the pipes to fix in the roadway, the structure, if that is right now a crack in the pipe, would that not need approval to assess everyone to get all those?
No, there's a difference between a repair and a material alteration. Repairs obviously do not need a 75% vote of the community because it's a repair. The board is required to make repairs. Material alteration is something totally different. It's like you're changing the library to the workout room, right? You're changing tile to carpet. That's not a repair. That's a material alteration. That's what requires the 75%
vote.
That's
interesting.
Okay?
That's tough. How do you determine repair?
Sometimes it's in the
both,
middle.
Right.
Sometimes it's both, and you got to be careful. And typically the arbitrators will decide that it's a repair.
I see.
So when it's close, typically they go with it's a repair. All right, I have one
question, though. Because the earlier guy asked about the cameras at the pool and in the clubhouse. Is it possible for the residents to have access to those feeds?
Yeah, I think if the board wanted to say, and why not? Here, everybody, here's you want access to it, so you don't think we're the only ones spying on you?
Right.
Here's the link. What's the big deal?
Okay.
A lot of communities just have a cable channel that's devoted to security.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
A lot of people think it's creepy for just the board members to have access to the pool. I get it.
Right.
100% get it. Is it illegal, though? No. Should the board probably say, if it doesn't cost the board any money to give everybody the link, then what's the big deal?
Right. How does one go about getting access to that, I guess, at a board meeting?
Ask for it, and see if they'll give it to you, but they don't have to. They don't have to. How about we go to Anthony in New York?
Ooh. Anthony.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, Anthony. What's up?
Hey, guys. I own a condo down in North Miami. This is what's going on. Maybe you can help me out. There is this property management company up in Pompano Beach. Me and the unit owner have recently found out that this management company has done the same thing to seven other condominium complexes in Miami-Dade and Broward. They come in, they get rid of the elected board members, they then appoint people to be on the board. Uh-huh. They have taken million-dollar loans out on our condo complex, the one in Sunrise, and possibly the one in Pembroke. We found these other condominium complexes through the DBPR.
Right.
We have filed multiple complaints from, we had over 30 people in our building file complaints with DBPR.
Right.
We found these other condominium complexes through their complaints with the DBPR. This is a government agency, correct? DBPR?
Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They have done absolutely nothing.
Well,
done recalls. We have done elections. We have had no elections in 3 years. None of these building complexes in Miami-Dade and Broward have seen any financials in years.
Well,
what could you do with DBPR if they haven't done anything to take this guy's license or to do something?
Hey, again, like I said to Lenore at the beginning of the show, sometimes the state agencies simply don't come forward to help you. I mean, that's the reality of things. So sometimes you're telling us that, I mean, what you're describing, if it's true, it sounds like a, criminal enterprise, right? So I would tell you.
Yeah, we found out from the complex in Sunrise, they took out of their million-dollar loan, They took $27,000 out and never paid the painting company.
Well, you know,
they go. What they do is they fire all the HOA lawyers for the complexes,
right,
and they install their own lawyer.
Right. Well, that's why the unit owners need to get their own lawyers. You know, get a bunch of people together, throw some money into a pot,
hire an
attorney.
We have very poor people who live in our building in North Miami, and they already lost $10,000 hiring another lawyer.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, you know, that people in my building, you know, there's a lot of older people.
Right.
And,
I get it.
Was thinking with the DBPR.
Yeah.
We pay, I believe, that organization.
Yep, $4 per unit per year. And,
yeah,
you know, typically if you file a complaint, they'll investigate. And, you know, I don't know what went on here, until I would dive into the facts. I don't want to accuse anybody of any wrongdoing. But if what you're saying is they're taking out loans and taking a portion of those loans for no reason at all, yeah, it sounds like you guys should be chipping in.
Members,
yeah, someone needs to come forward.
Everything.
Yeah, someone needs to take the bull by the horns and go after this management company.
Yeah.
Hey, you need help, 954-983-1112.
Have with the media
building? Yeah, right. Right. You mean other than Karen?
We can do a little investigation with
yeah.
us.
Well, imagine that the DBPR is not doing much, Eric.
Yes, right. Of
no,
course.
No.
Well,
we
send Karen an email.
Away and
yeah,
send Karen an email, and then we'll go from there. Okay, send me an email, and I'll send
okay,
it to
we'll
her.
Do.
Okay, hey, where in New York are you calling from?
Yeah.
The Bronx,
161st and River Avenue. That's the only thing I know. What's there?
I know exactly where that is, over by the courthouse.
No, yeah, it's right. And what's the main thing on 161st and River Avenue?
Well, Yankee Stadium.
Yankee Stadium, of course. There you go. If you're born in Brooklyn, that's the only street you know, basically, in the Bronx. 161st and River Avenue. Right off the D.
I know
right
exactly
the D train. Thanks for the call, Anthony.
The Bronx.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Hey, how much time we got?
10 minutes.
No,
what am I saying?
10 seconds.
it went so fast.
About 40 seconds. Wow, did today's show go fast. Hey, I want to wish everybody and all your families a happy and a healthy Thanksgiving. Really, this one maybe a little special. Maybe the first time that you were with your family for a while.
Yes, yes.
So enjoy it, everybody. Have a good time. And, of course, if you need legal help off the air, just see if Glazer and Sachs a call, 954-983-1112. Again, 954-983-1112. During the week, just stay happy and healthy, and we'll talk to you again next Sunday.
Thank you.
On Condo Craze and HOAs. Have a great week, everybody.